Yes. Someone let me get stranded out there in this wilderness land. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then we have our prayer invocation, my Reverend Marshall. Pray.
Good morning, saints, in the master's name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed an honor to be fellowshipping with you one more time and recognizing and acknowledging that God is still sitting on the throne. All honor and glory to Him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Acknowledging our pastor, first lady, deacons, deaconess, officers of this church, and all you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Psalm 146, 1 and 2 declares, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." And it's with that as a backdrop, my beloved, I'd like to do the invocation prayer for this morning. Precious God Almighty, thank you for one more day's journey. God, we don't know how this day ends, but we know you do. No matter what may come, we know that we will prevail in you, and we thank you for that. We come to praise you and celebrate you this morning, God, whether on the airways or directly in person. We just want to celebrate you, God, and say that in the good times and in the bad times, we praise you. In public settings and in our private places, we praise you. In the daytime and in night, we praise you, God. When we are alone or in the congregation, we shall praise you. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth.
Yes,
Lord, I'm reminded the songwriter wrote, "Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise." Oh God, have your way in this service as we lift your name up. Touch every heart. Whatever load that each of us may be carrying, would you lighten that load, God, that we might be unencumbered in our worship of you. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
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 Help us be unencumbered.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's what we want to be, free to serve. Could you welcome our guests? We do have one in the church today, but also some on the phone, I'm sure. Could you welcome those?
For
phone did not hear. A visitor named Malala.
Lazama.
Is in our congregation, and she's a young person.
Yeah.
Just completed her college education, and we're so glad to have her here.
Yes.
So pray for her. Keep her in your prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. You know why? One of the things that if I'm not muffling my voice, if my voice is clear, I try to maintain it because I don't want to forget it and start walking out.
Yeah.
That's my thing. And I don't want nobody to say, well, the reverend over there.
Pastor, we got your back. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We'll remind you.
I just want to try to do it if I can.
Yeah.
Now, if it gets too rough, I'll do it.
All right.
Amen. This time I'm going to ask Sister Smith to read our scripture. Matthew, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 22 to verse 30. Deacon Smith will read for you Matthew 12, 22 through verse 30.
And so I'm just blessed to be here today. Scripture's coming from Matthew 12, starting verse 22.
Verse 30.
230. Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Amen.
We ask you, O Lord, to bless every household that's represented in this sovereign,
those that are among us, oh Lord, those that are visiting, Lord, we just ask you to have mercy. Because we know, Lord, you're a God of grace, God of mercy. It's not anything that we did, oh Lord, it's what you're doing. We ask you, Lord, to bless our sick and shedding, and you know each need, Lord, each desire. You're the one who provides healing. We just thank you, Lord, we pray. We ask you, Lord, to touch our family members that don't know you in heart, that they say that they find you for us even. We ask you, Lord, to let us be examples among the people, that they see us walking the way you would have us to walk. We ask you, Lord, for our elected officials and appointed officials, Lord, that they might seek to do thy will. We ask you, Lord, to just touch our city, our state, our country, oh Lord, that we might, oh Lord, come together to follow you. You said if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves, Lord, and seek thy face, that you will hear from heaven. We thank you, Lord. You proved it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
We ask you, Lord, to let us see your light, that we walk according to your will and your way. We ask you, Lord, to touch our ears this morning, oh Lord, that we might hear. Touch our heart, oh Lord, that we may see.
Mm-hmm.
Touch our walk, oh Lord, that we be circumspect before you. That you, oh Lord, be pleased in us. We love you, Lord, we praise you, we thank you. We ask you to touch our pastor, Lord. Hide in the storehouse of your wisdom that the sheep might be fed. Oh Lord, that your call, that you tell us to look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. That we, oh Lord, might seek thee and find thee, oh Lord, and hold on to thee, and grip thee, oh Lord, in your hand.
Yeah.
We just love you, Lord, and we praise you, we thank you, and magnify you in Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Mr. Barber, are you ready for selection? Mr. Barber Dozier. Okay.
Amen.
I'm just glad that you're blessed.
Yeah.
Just glad that you're blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to say a little bit of I have decided. Just a little bit, so that leads into my sermon. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No one to join me. Still I will follow. Though no one join me. Still I will follow. Though no one join me.
Problem just doesn't get better by itself. But
give you the book of instruction. Everything that you do, from marching to military equipment, everything has a book. Instruction. Book of instruction. Well, in our lives, when the home that you live in, it has instructions as to how it was built. Somebody had to go to an architect and get designs, and it all had to be done a certain way, and it got to be approved. The electrical system, the wiring, has to be in certain wires, certain places that have a certain voltage. The plumbing has to be of a certain type material. It has to be of a certain size depending on what it's to carry. Everything in that house is done by some guideline. But there is no instructions on how to live in that house. It has all the instructions about how it's to be built. But the most people do not have instruction as to how they to live in that house. Yeah. How the children are to be treated, how the wife is to be respected, and the man is to be respected. Those guidelines, they ignore that. But everything else, they make sure it's done by the book. Mm-hmm. The most important part of the people. And yet it gets the least of attention. We use what we call our instincts. Tell us how to live. But I want you to know that if you use your instincts have been designed because of our forefathers to fail. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve, they failed. Because yeah. They disobeyed God and used their instincts. So God is telling us we shouldn't be using our instincts. Use the book.
Come on.
Word by word, line upon line, precept upon precept. And it will tell you how to live without question. Here we have in Jesus' day, the Son of God. Jesus is the Word, the Lawgiver. And the Pharisees are showing jealousy to this Savior of the world. Jesus is accused of being an advocate for Satan. He's being accused of being a part of Satan, yet he healed a man, and yet they use that to bring him down. Mm-hmm. Paul said, when I try to do good, evil's always done. The good that I should do, I don't even do that. But the good that I try to do, somebody is trying to break it down. Uh-huh. Even when you're living in your lives, you're trying to do good for somebody, somebody can take it. Oh, that's just buttering you up for a kill. Trying to take advantage of you. That's what people do. And then if you're good, if evil is spoken of, and it makes it tough to be even do good when you're trying and you know that the world is against you. Jesus healed this man from demon possession. This man was blind, dumb, and could not speak. Satan's cohorts, the Pharisees, accused Jesus of being within. Jesus said, how can I be in alliance with Satan when I'm trying to destroy him? When I just broke the bands on this man of what Satan did to him, how can I be in alliance? That's the problem today. The world will try to take your good and speak evil of you. He's being falsely accused, Jesus said, of being an agent of Satan. I know you've been falsely accused. Somewhere along the line, somebody said some stuff about you not right. And try to try to decrease your activity, decrease your level of trying to do the right thing, trying to minimize your good. Mm-hmm. You had it done to you. Mm-hmm. You had to know that it was Satan.
Yeah.
And then see, you gotta be careful how you handle this. You see how Jesus handled this? He didn't go and start knocking somebody inside the head. He didn't go and attack them. He just spoke the word on them.
Uh-huh.
That's what he wants us to do.
Amen.
Speak the word on them. The word of God will break down all manner of evil.
Amen.
You just gotta speak the word. See, God will make that word come forth and do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But if you put up your fist in your hand, and then start using your tongue to slice somebody.
Then
you're in the wrong just like they are.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. It's hard to stand for right and know what's right, and yet people are attacking you. It's hard to keep your peace. Very difficult. But that's what he tells us to do. This is his example here. He could have done everything, knocked them down, and open the ground and let them fall, and he didn't do none of that. He just used the word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to do the word. We got to do the word. That's where our power is, in the word. The righteous people who were there, here's what they said. Oh, he must be from the son of David. See, they understood that Jesus wasn't exactly next in line from David, but his lineage, and that the Bible says from David's lineage would come the Messiah. And they recognized that he was the Messiah. That's why they say he must be the son of David. They recognized who he was, the righteous people. So the right people will understand, but the devil will try to take your good and knock you down. Now I want you to listen to me just carefully here. I want you to get the real reason why this story is in the Bible. It says that the man was deaf, dumb, and blind. See, Satan didn't just hit him with one thing. He hit him with three things. He wanted to show in this man, I got power over everything this man is. God allowed him to go for a while. But then he sent his son straighten it out. He allows Satan to do his damage. Sometimes God allows Satan to do things. God allows Satan, this whole flu going on and all this stuff, God allows it. God can shut it down anytime he wants. But he allows it. The devil will roar for a while. But in the final analysis, God will show him all the power.
Amen.
But he allows it for a while. And you got to understand what's going on. That anything that goes on in this world, if God doesn't put his okay, it don't happen.
Amen.
Because he has all authority. This man's ears were closed. Deaf and dumb. Listen now. When your ears are closed, if you can't get what comes in to get to your heart. I don't know what you said. So, well, in other words, you become a person who cannot receive, and your heart has been closed down because you cannot receive. This man was closed in his ear. And when a man attacks your heart, when your heart has been attacked, you don't even know the knowledge of sin. When your heart has been attacked, you don't even know, you don't know even how to respond to what the event is. You don't know your heart. When your heart is closed down because it can't hear. See, the Bible says, faith come by what?
Hearing.
So I can't even get my faith because my faith has been closed down because faith come by hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So the hearing of the man was stopped. But his faith was affected. That's the same way it is today. That's why the world is in the condition it's in.
Come on.
Because they cannot receive faith because their hearing has been impaired by faith. Their hearing has been shut down. We need hearing. We need to hear a word.
Yes, sir.
They can't get it. But see, that's why you and I have to keep paddling at it. Somebody paddling on us.
Come on.
We got to keep going at
Come
it.
On.
Can't stop. Because the world doesn't get better if we let them ignore them and say, well, let them do what they do. Let them be what they be. No. We got to do something about it.
Amen.
Then Jesus attacked the man's tongue. The man could not speak. No person can speak because it's grown. That tongue, the Bible says, it's a dangerous thing. It's dangerous as it is. It can say some. Oh, that little tongue can move.
Amen.
Can move ships and destroy them. Loose tongues have caused wars.
Amen.
Tongues can be a mess.
Amen.
Misused. Tongues can be wicked and speak negative stuff against people.
Amen.
That's what a tongue can do. So he messed with his tongue. He messed with his hearing. He messed with his tongue. And then he messed with his sight.
Come on.
We could not see.
But now.
So he had this man wrapped up in a bad position. Tongue will lie. That tongue will speak blasphemy.
Come on.
That tongue is a terrible thing.
Thank you.
This man was attacked in a tremendous way. What does this do? What did this do? This allowed this man to be divided from everybody else.
Amen.
That was a division. That household, even in his own household, he was scattered, confused. Jesus said, a house that's divided cannot stand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Satan does. He breaks down all the parts of us so that we as people cannot stand.
Amen.
He uses our defect, he affects our eyes, our tongue, our hearing. So when everything is messed up, we cannot be on one accord if we listen to him because he attacks that.
Yeah.
But then there was a man named Jesus.
Come on.
Who came and showed that he has power over everything.
Uh-huh.
He cleaned up the hearts of men. He cleaned the tongue and fixed the tongue.
Come on.
Gave sight to the blind.
Yeah.
Bringing people into unison.
Yeah.
That's what he did. That's what he did for you and me.
Thank you.
That's why we are new creatures in Christ. Old things pass away. All things become new.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going on to do the right thing. As long as I can, the best I can. I'm Hallelujah, through the love of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Once the sinner's changed, once the sinner's changed, he affects the whole family. A sinner changed, he changes him. He changes his family.
One.
He changes his friends.
One.
One person on taste. Once he's changed, he can impact a whole lot of folks. That's what God allowed us to do. But if we sit with a revived tongue and don't say nothing.
Come on.
Well, this man is having no tongue, no work. He wants us to use it. To tell everybody.
Somebody.
Look what God has done to me. Look how he moved me. I'm glad about it. This joy I have, the world ain't giving it. The world can't take it away. God brings us into unity. When we are all in Christ, we are one. We take on the attitude of Christ. That's why he said he and his Father are one for one. We should be just like that. So we can say we're one. One in Jesus.
Lord.
We don't even need, you know, we have all these churches and everything. We can't even be one in the church. We can't even be one in the church. Why? Because people don't want to, they don't use the same book. This is the instruction book right here. And then some of them use the book, but they misuse the book.
Amen.
Don't even want to use the book like it's written. Want to add something to it, take it away.
Come on now.
We got a problem, church.
Come on.
We got a problem. But Jesus said, I'm coming back for my church without a spot.
Come on.
For me. I'm coming back for you. So in other words, We got to do our best to show love, not get angry, not get frustrated with other churches, not get frustrated with other people, but just say, Lord, I'm still trying to serve you. Lord, help me to be the best Christian that this other Christian sees.
Thank you.
Help me to live according to your word. Let me be an example.
Yes, Lord.
Be an example.
Please, Lord.
If I can be an example, then I'm happy with that. I can show others how to live right. I can show others how to forgive.
Thank you.
As Christ has shown me, then I'm all right. He makes it work right. In other words, we can't get frustrated when it doesn't go our way.
Amen.
We can't get frustrated. It's easy to get frustrated when you're trying to help somebody get the right thing and they stay the same way over and over and over again. Especially when they're close, like family members. It affects you. Hey, after a while. What? And then you see them getting worse. What the world? I've been come saying to you is more worse.
Amen.
You get angry and frustrated with one another. Turn over to Jesus. And you all
let him do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and give God a hand. Praise the Lord.
Get better when the model is
henceforth, now, forever. All of God's children say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.